successfully defeated the shambling garbage monster, whatever it was, with bones sticking out and
bleh.
Short, thin tentacles.
Gross.
And they also discovered some treasure that was in its kind of nesting place. And they were not discovered by the guard or whoever it was that was walking around.
I think he just passed outside, right through the hall.
Even though the rope was dangling down in front of the door.
If he got the rope, it would be so mad. We would be stuck down there.
I don't think he would bother to cut the rope and we're playing games. So.
Okay, let's see.
Is it recording?
Yes. Okay. Is it making noise? Can't tell if it's on the phone. Very well.
So. In the light, he puts his light.
But if not, should be making noise.
In the light.
I don't understand why it's not making noise.
Because it didn't want it. It's sleepy.
Sound effect problem. Oh, here they come. It took a while.
Hooray!
I gotta get that app on my phone.
Hey. It's not free. You can talk. As long as you're not talking about something that's like.
Okay. So now that you have you defeated the monster, searched its remains, searched the little hallway behind it, found the little cavern thing or the little alcove. Treasure box. Poisoned. Dan touched the poison.
By accident.
Okay.
I'm missing a bit.
And I figured out how to pick it up.
And what do you do next?
We're gonna figure out how to get this armor
in the
back
little
up.
Room where you fought the creature. It's like a bed chamber.
I gotta figure out how
to get. Door is still shut.
We're gonna figure out how to get the armor out.
We already opened.
There are no other exits from this room.
Oh yeah, we have the scroll and the rings.
Yep.
And figure out what to do with that.
I have armor up. Was it two or three rings on?
Two.
I don't know how many rings you have on, but there were two that came with the scroll.
Yeah, I have both of the rings on and I'm holding the scroll.
You gave one to Rosie.
Yeah, and then she gave it back.
I think during the experimentation process, you each had one, but I think you discovered that if the person wears one ring on each hand and holds the scroll, that it becomes solid enough to use. I think that's where you're at.
So I can't open the scroll?
You can if you have one ring on each hand.
We figured that out.
Okay, I'm going to.
Okay.
Make sure we don't burn this up there.
Roll a d20.
Oh no.
Don't get hurt.
Oh no. 7.
Can you cast their level spells yet?
Pretty sure she could.
I don't think I have any third level spells.
Okay,
yet.
So only a second this far.
Not yet, but
I thought you did have.
So the when you open the scroll, it has writing on it. And the runes are clearly magical. It's not a language that you recognize. You can't read magical runes. But a mage probably could. And it doesn't... The runes fill the page. The outside edges of the page are pretty ornately designed. They have like a blocky pattern that goes all the way around the outside. And it seems like kind of gold and purple pattern. It goes all the way around the outside. And then the runes are in the middle. And they're laid out... They appear to be laid out like in paragraphs. And there are two separate paragraphs. Because it's like indented. And then there's like four lines. And then it's indented. And there's four lines. But you can't read the runes.
It's like me trying to read Spanish. Yes.
So what do you do? I mean, you show it to Rosie and see if she can read it.
Okay.
And she might be able to tell you more about it. So you turn it toward her. She can see it. Anybody can see it, because it's as long as you're holding it with both rings, it's solid. And she said, no, those are magic user runes, like a wizard would use, or a sorceress.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not, my patterns are much simpler than that. So it's not illusion magic.
It's definitely not something for me, because I don't use magic.
No, doesn't look like anything you would know what to do with. And she says, I don't recognize any of the runes in the writing.
We can't bring it up there, because if we do, bring it to a random maid, and they're like, where did you get this? And they would, and if it's like valuable or dangerous, they would take it away.
We definitely have to keep it hidden.
Why couldn't we show anybody it, even if they took it?
You could, but then if they say that you found it out here, they probably would take it from us and keep it.
And get us in trouble.
And we're not sure we're supposed to be down here. In fact, I think it's safe to assume we're not supposed to be down here.
Yeah.
No, we're supposed to be down here.
The only way we got in was by a secret door. Secret doors are not put places to let people in. They're put places to keep people out.
And we found a hidden chest, which absorbed my key. It's look kind of looked like. Which we also found in a secret.
Would you think that old Teal could read these?
Probably.
Possibly, yes. But I don't know how far he is. He might be too far away.
Could we talk to him?
You could talk to him, but at best you'd be able to describe them to him. And he could tell you maybe what a few of them mean or something. He's not going to be able to read it for you because he can't see it.
That's why I think we should
have to take it to him directly.
Wait.
And he is, from here, he is less than a day's travel if you go, like, if you go on horseback, it'd be like 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, how is there a way that we might be able to get Princess Escort or something like we did from a mission to Ordeal?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
Like, no, I don't think we would ever do the same thing when we had, like, we faked the we had a message for the farmer. I don't think we could do that.
You didn't fake it, you just said you had a message for the farmer. But yeah, so you're saying if you went and asked for permission to be allowed to go into the countryside, would you be allowed to go? Well, I mean, you get 3 days. You get 1 day on the weekend that you're not on duty. So if you had a way, like either could rent horses or buy horses or had a horse, you could probably go. But it's a caravan route, so you have to pay for transport to the village. You just have to be careful to make sure you got back the same day. The only way to for sure get there and back in the same day would be to take a horse yourself. You wouldn't be able to go on a caravan and get back in the same day because they don't move fast enough.
Then it would be like the same thing. If we need a horse, Rosie.
It depends on how much a horse would be, but I would say
you can buy a light riding horse to own it for 25 gold, but then you have to pay to have it stored and taken care of and fed and.
Yeah, that's expensive. We don't have that much cash.
So. You probably Oh, no, you might not now because you gave a lot of it to the getting your parents brought here. I don't know how much money is.
How much are these?
Is that a platinum? So that's five. Platinum, five. Is that electrum or platinum? I think it goes like this. That's electrum, so it goes like that. So those are half a gold. Oh, yeah, you're platinum. So you definitely have enough money to rent like a horse for a day, but it's not until the day after tomorrow that you're actually supposed to have a day off. You get a couple of hours in the evening every evening, and then you get a day off on the weekend.
Me too. I really want to try to bring this sword to you.
We should wait.
Rosie says the only thing you do is either wait until our day off and go then, or we could ask for tomorrow off and see if we'd be allowed to have it.
I think we should wait. Because
are we going to explore any more down here? Because there might be other stuff.
Not right now, at least. You said you saw somebody, right?
You said you saw somebody.
Could we?
I heard somebody, but when you were up there, you said you saw a light.
Oh, the guy coming. Yeah, the light. I saw the light, yeah.
I'm going to go check to the door real quick.
As long as there's nobody come. If he's left now, then we could check. There's a lot of other areas down here that we could look into.
I saw at least, like, four rooms at the bottom. Mm-hmm. So I went down there.
This place looks like it's pretty labyrinthine.
Hopefully we're not in a dungeon.
We are in a dungeon. We're in a dungeon under the retreat, but this happens to be a bedroom that's in a dungeon, which isn't really very scary. Unless there was a garbage monster, then that would make it scary.
It just fought one.
Well, it's less scary now than it was before.
Yeah. We explore more.
I say we ask. Because what's the worst thing they're going to do? Say no?
You
got a good point.
We would have to ask one of the senior pages.
Yeah, we're going to ask the senior page. And they probably have to pass up the line to get permission anyway. Give us an extra day. But we could definitely do that. But it's the middle of the night right now. So
yeah, we should probably get...
We have to ask in the morning. It's not very likely to get a yes answer if we wake them up in the middle of the night to ask. My mother never said yes when I woke up in the morning and asked her.
No, we'd prefer, probably for sure. For
wait sure. For her to get up in the morning. That'd be better. Anyway, are we doing any more sneaking around tonight?
Yes.
I'm perfectly okay with going back and going to bed.
Just yes.
I think we should go to bed so we can get sleep.
Yes. Sleep. Definitely.
Where do we sleep down here? But I don't want to.
Yeah, let's...
Go back up.
Say that's out of the question.
I'm not scared.
There's no other way into this room as far as we can tell, so we're safe in here. Because the bed's kind of musty. Probably have to sleep on the floor.
We
don't want to go back to our rooms in the morning after everyone is awake, because then somebody might look in on us, or... When we knock on our door or anything like that and figure out that we're not there, and then we have all kinds of lies we'd have to tell. And
I say we go back up now and I'll hold on to the scroll until
tomorrow. Leave the scroll down here.
No.
I mean, that's okay, but actually, since it's a scroll, I could hold on to the scroll.
Oh, no.
No, I think you should leave it down here.
Well, I definitely don't think we should leave it down here. If she wants to hold on to it, that's fine.
I have to figure out how to get the armor back up.
But you got armor and you got a scroll and I got nothing, so.
In that case, we should
do a little more exploring.
You take the chest.
It's just a box.
Just take the chest.
I've owned many boxes in my day. None of them are as cool as a scroll that turns solid when you wear two rings.
Yeah, I think we could do more exploring.
Brand new suit of armor that looks like it might be magical.
I don't think so.
You don't think what?
The armor might be. I don't think the armor is going to be magical. Because they wouldn't
Well, you can't wear the armor, dude.
I have the armor on.
She means like upstairs. If you wear it out in public, it'll be obvious that you have something new. That's what she means. Mm-hmm.
Turn the arm invisible.
If we could manage to get permission to leave Saturday, I don't know what they call it, but I'm saying Saturday. But anyway, if we manage to get permission to leave the day after tomorrow, then when we came back, you could just show up with the armor, and it would be like you bought it or found it or something, and people won't really suspect anything. We take a day off or coming back and we have stuff we didn't have before. That's not going to be too...
I will take the armor up and just leave the armor in my room.
I put it in a bag or something on the back of your horse, or, and then when you come back, then you could...
I think I just got it.
Well, I mean, you don't know why, right?
I'm kind of terrified to open the door.
No, I'm saying I got it.
That's just the best chance that no one's going to question you're having something new.
Wait, can I put the scroll in my backpack?
Yes, with both rings on it, you can put it anywhere. It feels solid.
But if I put it in the book bag and my rings aren't touching the book bag, would it fall through?
No. Nothing happens. You put it in a book bag and it stays there. As soon as you let go, it becomes semi-transparent again. And then if you or somebody else tries to take it out without a ring on, you can.
That would be cool.
Okay, well, I'm going to put it in my bag. And with these rings, what do the rings look like again?
They're fairly simple. Gold rings with a square gem on top, and it looks like a not very expensive gem. Not that you're an expert.
What the thing are we?
You can show Rosie. She's a little bit more of an expert than you are.
Right, I'll ask Rosie how expensive they seem.
I mean, they're set very nicely in the rings, but otherwise, I'd say that each gem is not worth more than maybe 25, 50 gold at the most.
So it's my horse.
The point is,
if you're making a set of magical rings, wouldn't you use a pretty good gem? And these aren't that great.
Well, it's possible they just enchanted it.
Yeah, but... And I'm not an enchanter, but my best understanding is that when you're going to enchant something, you have to use high-quality materials in order for it to hold the enchantment.
These ain't that high-quality, according to you?
I mean, as I said, each one of those gems, it looks like it's worth maybe 25 to 50 gold total. And I would expect in order for it to be able to like make things solid and desolid like it's doing, that's a pretty powerful magic. So, I'm just saying, it's surprising that they're not worth more money. That's all I was saying.
Maybe someone did that on purpose.
Well, I say I can keep the rings off if they don't look that expensive. I mean, people could expect that I just got a pair of matching rings from the store. I mean, it doesn't look that expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I could keep the rings off.
Well, I think, so let me be clear. 25 to 50 gold is still a lot for people of our station. Like, when's the last time we had 20, either any of us had 25 to 50 gold to just blow on a ring?
I mean, we got trade bars.
It's not the kind of thing you're going to be able to wear around during the day while you're working. Probably you wouldn't anyway, because those gems, being not so really high quality, looks like they could be damaged pretty easily, like scratched or something like that. You have to be a little careful.
We have trade bars, which are worth a little bit.
Well, I'll keep the rings on for now. It shouldn't be too hard, I mean.
Realize their rings don't seem to serve any purpose other than turning the scroll solid or not, which means if all you're doing is leaving your backpack, then you don't need to wear the rings. You just don't want to lose them.
Yeah, but what if I need to urgently grab it out of my book bag? Then I'd have to slip rings on from the side of my book bag.
That's true, but at the moment, you wouldn't need to urgently grab it out of your book bag under any circumstances other than, like, if you were giving it away or something, because you can't do anything with it.
You can't really hold it unless you have those rings.
She has both rings, and she can hold it, but what are you going to do with it? Hit somebody over the head with it? Made of paper.
Well, like, somebody's trying to take her... Both bags.
You could shoot spit wads with it, but that'd be kind of gross.
What? Yeah, no.
All right. Anyway, so the point is, you don't have to wear the rings. You just have to put them on if you want to do anything with the scroll. Or you could wear one ring, just so you could take it out. If you take it out with two, it becomes solid, and then it would be like, could be damaged by fire, could get wet, like that. Whereas right now, or if you just hold it with one ring, it's safe.
I'll put one of the rings in my book bag and I'll keep the other one on.
Okay.
I mean, people could expect it being a gift. People could expect I might have bought it. I mean, it's not too expensive.
Well, as long as they don't ask you where you got it, then you won't have to lie. And if they do, then you'll have to decide whether you want to lie or not. Okay, in the meantime...
Say I found it, like, in the...
Checking to see whether or not you've heard any additional noises or anything other than the air noises and so on.
I don't have to lie. I would just say I found it.
You didn't really technically lie.
Yeah, and then if they say where?
Then you have to lie.
I found it.
The point is, you'll have to be intentionally elusive if somebody drills down on it. That's all. That's the point.
I'm gonna go back to the door real quick.
Okay.
I'm scared to open the door.
I walk over to the door.
Be cautious, Kayla. I'm scared. But Dan...
Okay. You say you're opening it or just listening?
I'm going to the door and I'm going to see if anybody...
It's creepy.
And you do not hear any sounds outside other than the ongoing dungeon noises that you've been hearing, which is like
air movement. Then I'll open the door.
It's creepy.
Okay. It's stuck a little bit. Roll a d6.
Break an elbow.
Doors underground do often swell shut.
What am I... What? I'm missing
dice. The one you're missing. Just roll a d8.
What if we can't get the door open?
Do you hate this?
Yep. Roll again. Okay. So at first, it does not want to budge. You could try again. You could try, like, pushing against the wall with your foot.
I will attempt to...
Rosie looks at you like, uh-oh. Door's stuck.
But what if it's not stuck? What if somebody, like, locked it on purpose?
I'm going to attempt again.
It doesn't seem to be locked. The handle turns. But the door doesn't. You have trouble getting it open the first time, too. Okay, so he puts his foot against the wall, turns the handle, and pushes hard, and the door comes open.
Got it.
Okay. Looking outside, you can see directly into the well. You remember that there was just a couple-inch ledge at the doorway. That's it. It immediately strikes all three of you that the rope, which was previously hanging down in front of the doorway, is now not.
I knew this was gonna happen.
I'm traveling through the vault.
Should have grabbed the rope. What?
I'm traveling through the walls.
Through the what?
The walls.
The walls.
No. I was joking then.
Okay. Anyway.
But I might actually end up doing that.
Are we stuck down here?
Do you think? No,
worst case scenario, we'll just have to make another rope, Rosie says.
I want to yell so
bad. She sticks her head
bad.
Out and looks up. There is no light. It is dark.
I look down.
Okay. It goes another 15 foot to a solid floor. You can see it on your vision. No sign of anybody around.
I want to yell so bad to see if anybody else is there.
Don't.
That would be not good because we're trying not to be detected.
Well, somebody stole my rope.
I probably just saw it left there and thought, that's not supposed to be there.
Alright, well, I guess we're crafting a new rope.
How?
Rosie says, I can make one, but I have a limited amount of ability to do that kind of thing today.
Can you place my foot so we can get her?
It looks like we could drop to the floor without a rope.
Seems good.
Yeah, it's only about 15 feet. Hang drop.
I could do that then. Alright, well, guess we're leaving the armor up here for now.
When we come back up, we're gonna need a rope.
Alright, well.
Unless we find another way out.
Then we'll attempt to get that.
Okay. These spells are supposed to
help you for what's up.
What's coming up next?
None of them seem to be helping.
Well, so did you rotate them today, or did you rotate them at the farmer's house and just replace today?
No, she rotated them because if they
were rotated today, then they're supposed to have some usefulness for today's circumstances. As far as nature knows, nature's always not always.
Well, I can't read in most of them. Can you read the spells?
Can't you read them?
I don't know because I can't read.
Detect magic, entangle. No, wait, hold on a second. How am I supposed to have?
You used pencil for one, the ones you did today.
The circles.
How many first level spells are you supposed to have? You should have.
Yeah.
Second level do it. Four. Okay, you have detect. You had detect poison, which I. Did you ever use that? I know he got poisoned, but I don't think you had used it.
But
yeah, you did,
because
you used it after the fact to figure out where the poison was. That's right, okay.
That after I already got poisoned.
Still have precipitation. You're supposed to erase the pencil when they used it. And you still have electric shield. You didn't use that. Did you use your minor heal?
No.
Why are you not marking these off when they're used?
The only spell she used.
Keep track of what you used. The only one she's used so far is the death poison?
Yes.
No, she definitely used obscurement. Because I listened to that on the podcast.
What's
the one where you made it blurry so it was harder for the creature to hit your party.
Oh, yeah, we did use that. We used that.
Okay, so obscurement is gone, detect poison is gone. And you used your second level X, which was a light missile. The green missile that hit the creature.
Because it was like telling you to use it.
I don't recall ever hearing. I'm supposed to mark it, so it's not marked.
You have to keep track of what you've used, because they're gone once you've used them. You have to keep track of what you've got and what's gone. That's how you know. So. Okay. Anyway. You should have one more second level spell.
Maybe you erased that for me one time when I used it.
We haven't used much any spells.
You didn't use Stone Drift down here, right?
No,
that was a long time ago.
Yeah, what if you did not get that back? So that's one. Strength's two.
Is Stone Drift how I can go through the walls?
Yeah. Yes, like you used it on the ghoul. When I was paralyzed.
Okay, let's create water. Okay. So you have left. You have precipitation that makes it rain, electric shield that defends you and does a little bit of damage to those attacking you, possibly dislodging weapons. Minor heal.
Sure, I don't think I took any damage.
Okay, you wrote the shooting green glow that we're on level one, but it's actually supposed to be level two. That was an apple. I'm moving it over for a shooting green glow.
It's like it's super cool.
So you still have an X on level one.
Which I don't think it's telling you to use it. I remember saying you had two.
Okay. Yeah. So you have detect poison, precipitation, electric shield, minor heal. And of X on level one still. So you haven't used any of your level one spells yet.
No, you did use detect poison. Gonna help me with this.
You used detect poison. And then create water, you used obscurement, and you use the green globe. So that's all you have left on second level is create water. So it's precipitation, which makes it rain, create water, which makes water, electric shield. Minor heal and a green and a first level X. That's what you have left.
Is the X calling out?
Yeah, is the X calling out?
No.
But he's a create water. He's a create water. So maybe you should use that.
You have precipitation and create water is the point.
Make it rain.
So you should use that.
Precipitation makes it rain lightly, and create water makes actual water. Maybe like you can fill buckets or bottles or whatever. I went because you have two spells that make water, so that's an indicator. Anyway, focus. Running out of time already.
You're
busy playing with slime. You can play with slime, we can just do that. We don't need to roleplay.
Okay.
Anyway, Rosie said she can make a rope But she has a limited number of times she can do that today.
I guess it is kind of an indicator if I have two water spells. That's true.
We should just probably do what she said and hang drop down.
Now, if we're going on, I would say going down makes the most sense.
Then we're going down.
Although, if we had a rope, we could go up and explore the area closer to our room and keep our retreat closer at hand.
Instead of... I agree. We should actually... Instead of going down, we'll go down a different day. We'll go up first.
Yeah.
We want to go up, then we need to. We can just hurry up and get back to our room.
Okay.
Worst case scenario, something falls into us into our room. We'll just go outside in the hallway.
Right.
Lock it in there. The rooms don't lock.
Jam the door.
Shove the bed in front of the door. Which is how we found it.
Okay, anyway.
Okay. So, she's going to make a rope. So she goes... And she pulls a rope out of her hand, stretches, and then she throws it on the floor, and it becomes a 50-foot rope.
All right, well, I grab the rope. I'm pretty sure I know how to, I've done this before. I'll just kind of throw it up.
All right.
I kind of want to
now you
it
don't have a grappling hook, however.
I do. I had an extra one.
Oh, okay. So you put
it
on.
I'll
your
put it on the rope because he showed me how. So I'll right. put it on the rope.
Roll a dex check.
What's
20?
14.
And your dex is
15.
Okay, so you've tied the rope to the end of the grappling hook. It's really more of a hook than a grappling hook, but anyway. And then you're gonna try to throw it up there. So roll yep. another d20. Looking for a high number this time.
14 again.
14 again. Okay, so you've latched the rope up onto the lip. Feels pretty solid.
Alright, ass. Get on it then.
Okay. So he is starting up.
Upwards. If I hear something, I'm coming back down. I ain't gonna deal with one of those monsters again. I'm tired. Also, I did get hurt, by the way.
I think the most likely way to deal with one of the monsters is to go down.
I'm down 6 HP.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's climbing up. All right.
My shoulder's sore.
So she's at the doorway, like, watching out, watching you climb up, looking down, whatever. The rope is long enough that it reaches the bottom and curls up at the bottom.
Oh, yeah. I am a 50-foot, and I had a 40-foot.
I don't tell what you're doing unless you're not here. Not or unless you told me that that's what you're doing.
I just get Pringles.
Okay. Anyway, as you are climbing up and you're on improvision, remember the colored lights are gone, so you don't have the light source that she was doing before because she did a spell. And you're basically placing your feet on the wall and climbing up, up the rope.
I like it.
As you go up, you see. From your right-hand side, something that's about a foot across and kind of roundish, coming across the wall towards you. And you roll for surprise. Roll a d6.
Is this a giant spider?
Wait, up or down? Below him?
I gotta roll a d8.
It is at the same level, so I'm coming from right toward his head. Okay, so you are not surprised. And upon looking at it closer, you realize that it is actually 3... giant spiders, each one about 10 inches to 12 inches wide. And you may roll initiative.
Help! That's all I said, just help.
Roll initiative. Ariana, you can roll initiative as well.
Can I borrow one of the d6s? 2. I'm slow.
Where's my d6 at?
Is she rolling for surprise?
No.
Oh, yeah.
She's not technically in the combat. They're just.
But I'm going to try to miss a file.
I should help.
Okay.
Water. We need water.
Why water?
So what did you roll 3?
Spiders can't swim.
What's your answer?
D2.
Do you have a dex bonus?
Not yet.
Nope, not yet.
Yeah, maybe I just need to make it rain. So it's like the Itsy Bitsy Spider song. Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Okay.
Water.
Alright. Missile Fire. Does Rosie have a sling?
Yes, she has a sling. Or she
has darts. However, if she throws the darts in the well, she may not get them back. However, if you die here, that would be bad.
Because I'm the strongest.
No, it would be bad because
I don't want to lose my kid. I don't want to lose it.
Because you are
so fine. She is going to throw darts at Missile Fire.
It's the only option.
Beginning next round, she won't be able to do that because they'll be like right up at you. She'd have to risk hitting you. Okay. Throw the dart. She's throwing them all at. Actually, she'll do two on the first one and one on the second one. So she.
That's why I want false dice.
Hit once, hit twice, missed once. So she hit the first spider twice.
And missed the second.
And missed. Yes. Okay. And it definitely cringes back, and you can see some like ichor that like leaks from it as the darts pierce the exoskeleton, but it does not stop coming.
I can fight on our own. So.
I mean, you can stand on the wall, hold the rope with one hand, and fight with the other hand, but you do not currently have a weapon out.
I draw a good master strike sword. That's what I'm doing instead of this all.
But let's echo.
Gross stuff.
Okay. Spider guts?
Blah.
Spider blood? Spider guts? Blow up?
Blood. Goo.
Spider blood.
Ucky stuff.
What's an exoskeleton again?
It don't have an exoskeleton, it's a skeleton that's on the outside.
Oh yeah.
But she hit the exoskeleton, which means it hurt a lot. But the spider's still coming towards me. Is that what the sound is, spider?
It's like combat music. You hear the spider's legs, though. Okay.
Oh.
Alright, then we go to melee. 9, 8. 7, 6, 5. Okay, so in 5, the first spider attacks.
I jump off the wall. I do like the Indiana Jones thing and it attacks. I jump off the wall.
I'm just gonna wash the spider down, and then you can come down and all three of us can fight it.
No! We get away from it. They're probably best and poisonous or venomous or something.
Yeah.
Spider!
It's a cave spider. If it's an actual cave spider, then it's poisonous.
For the normal spider, most of them are poisonous.
They just hurt.
Nobody asks you.
And also, it's a giant spider.
I don't like those.
So it would hurt so bad if it bites you.
No, you're going to kill me and eat me one bite.
I don't think it's that big.
Okay.
They're huge.
So they just get one attack. So he's trying to bite you.
I bounce off the wall and drop and kick.
Okay, and what is your AC without dex bonus? So it's just your armor and you don't have your shield on right now. What kind of armor do you have? Cool. Chain plate?
No, I had the one on that I found down there.
No, you said you didn't put it on because you were going to carry it out. Because then you said you'd have to haul it up later, remember?
No, because I took my armor off, put that one on. I had to
figure out how that is up. Stan on the wall?
That's fine then. What?
How high up is Stan on the wall?
He's about 8 feet below the door frame. So he's good. He's got, above. So he's 6 to 8 feet above the door frame because he's climbing up, not down.
If I climbed down, I would just jump off the
He's
road.
Got about another 8 to 10 feet to go to get up over the well lip to get back
so
out on.
So 8 feet isn't that high, but I still don't think it's a good idea.
If he drops from there, he would fall over 20 feet to the floor below. He would fall to the floor.
As it climbs up, pulls out my bow.
Okay. Anyway, so you're wearing banded, which is AC 4 plus any magic. You do not have a shield or a dex bonus, so you're AC 4.
Four.
The answer is...
Oh, that's what that looks like?
Yes.
Oh.
That's what that looks like.
Spider.
Spiders.
You'll see it when you actually can see it.
I want to see.
So gross. I'm good.
It's like and a it did hit you. Spider thing.
I ain't seen that in IRL. Yeah, it bit you.
Okay.
Please don't
poison us. And
what is that?
You take
that?
1 point of damage and save versus poison.
Last time I had to do this, I got
out. 6 points down.
So I got to take one and
roll a d20, save versus poison. Not the first time you played this game.
I could have found more to go. Two?
So you failed your save. So your nothing happens immediately, but you took the 1 point of damage.
I failed my save.
Yep.
Okay. Now I'm down 7.
And
cast a minor heal. Oh, I know what I want to do.
Okay, and he basically bit you like on the elbow between where the armor connects.
He pierced through my armor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the padding underneath the armor.
I really just okay.
The second spider is has crawled up on you as well. We're initiative 4. 3. What was your initiative?
Two.
Okay, and yours was 2? Did you add your dex bonus? What's your on the dice?
Oh,
here's
2
on the dice.
Oh, I'm 3.
Okay, so we're in 3 now. Okay.
Do it.
So the second spider is trying to bite you. Which I keep dropping my dice.
Yeah.
He did bite you again, so you take 1 point of damage and save versus poison.
Why?
Why does he want to bite you? What's the point?
They're trying to eat him.
Oh.
Spiders eat people if they can.
Sorry.
And you failed your save.
Again.
Okay, you're cranking. Alright.
Spiders are terribly creepy, so.
Yes, they are.
Are they like big?
They're over a foot in diameter. So.
I go for it. The character goes for it. I'm trying to do that.
I like this big, but so it's a foot from like. That's like a foot. I don't know.
Ah.
Well, big,
so
yes.
I can't
big as your head.
Good.
These are spiders that are big as your head.
Just
kidding.
And they're hairy and brown and yellow.
How good am I at punching?
Okay, then we're in 3, and what is it's your turn. What are you doing?
Ah, what happened to my dice?
Rain.
Okay, so you're going to make it rain.
Yes.
In the area where they are fighting, which means you and Rosie will also get wet because he's directly above your head.
Dan, hold on tight.
All right. Ouch.
Okay, so you go and aim your spell force up there. And it immediately begins to rain in the well. It's not a really heavy rain, but it is a very steady rain.
I don't know how good
then
I am.
Then came the rain and the sun will not come.
How good am I on ropes?
I mean,
like to the point that I could push off the wall and kind of go back.
I mean, you don't feel very confident in it? No. Okay, so it begins to rain.
Alright, get off.
Alright. Okay, so I'm gonna check all 3 spiders and see how they fare in the rain.
They all slip. I told you. Rain.
This is the one that first attacked and hit you. He does not fall. The second one that attacked you and hit you does fall.
At least they're washing the wound out, right?
Yeah.
And the third one that has not yet attacked you does not fall.
Goodbye.
At
okay.
least we can kill one of them.
So one of them fell. So he skitters along the wall and disappears from view, basically. He must have fallen at least 15 feet. Actually, hold on 1 second. There is a small chance he'll try to land on the ledge where you and Rosie are.
Yeah, just step on him. He's definitely just step on him.
So he can eat ass.
So yes, he actually lands on the ledge of the door right by you and Rosie.
First thing Rosie does,
say, there's a 1 in 12 chance that he landed on either of you. So 1 for you. No. 1 for her? No. So he didn't land on either, but he did land on the ledge right in front of you and
Rosie. Kick him.
Okay. The water's still coming down. You guys are getting wet, and you're like less than a foot from the spider that landed on the ledge.
He is good, though.
Kick him.
Okay. And it's continuing to rain at the moment. And
at this point, I just... Because I can attack now.
Can the spider slip when
yes.
they're trying to
you
bite you?
Do not have a weapon drawn.
They're like on me?
One is on you. The other is on the wall in front of you.
Can one
so
of the
where's
spiders
the one that's
like
on
slip
there?
When they try to bite Dan? Is that possible?
No.
What?
If they get hit or something like that, they might slip, but they're in control of themselves at the moment.
The spider that's on me, where's he at on me? He's like, on my arm.
Yep.
Am I able to just swat at it?
So you could hold the rope with your right hand and then swat at the spider with your left hand. Yes, that is
possible. That's what I'm
going to do. Shove it off. Okay. All right. So two things. First, you're going to roll percentile dice to see if you can shove the spider off. And you want a high number, percentile dice.
I'm missing dice.
Those are your percentile dice right there. That's one. The other one that looks just like it. No, that's a D8. There you go.
Wait, if nothing happened at the poison then, is he going to get, like, seriously sick or something later?
53.
Okay, so you shove it off.
Goodbye.
And it tries to grasp onto the wall.
It falls.
And it succeeds in doing so. So it it's on the wall in front of you now.
Come up.
Right? However, you also need to make a dex check at -2 to keep from slipping because you're now standing in the rain on the wall holding the rope with
that's
the
what hurts me
only
too.
Only one hand.
It's bothers me too.
And you made it. So you managed to, you bounce off the wall and twist and get your foot in back so you're still standing on the wall.
Nice.
You don't take any damage or anything, but you just kind of slip your way out of so you can climb some, but not much because you are actively fighting off the spiders.
I'm going to climb up and get it. Okay,
now she can climb down and get it up.
I should do that. I should climb down. But at the same time, I should go up.
And then
calm down.
The spiders chase you, and then you still have to fight the two of them running on the ground instead of right next to you.
So you could be a collision, but you could slide, basically kick off the wall and try to slide down the rope and go into the door where they are.
Land on the spider.
I mean, you have just as much likelihood of landing on them as on the spider.
Alright, I'm going down.
What you can't do is crawl up the wall very far.
I'm going jumping down.
Alright, so you're going to make a dex check at half. If you make it, you'll be in the doorway without having, like, crushed one of your thumbs. No? Okay, so now we'll percentile dice to see if you can hit the doorway at all. And you're looking for a low number.
And you hit the actual doorway.
It's not a low number.
84.
Right? So, basically what happens is you swing out away from the wall to go down into the door. And you drop the distance. But you missed the door and hit the door jam next to it, and so you're basically holding on to the rope next to the door, dangling. But the spiders are above you in theory, so they're not on you at the moment. And then your feet don't have purchase, so you're not standing against the wall anymore. You're just holding on to the rope with those hands.
Help!
Okay.
How far does he have?
One of the spiders has not yet gone. Rosie went missile fire and you went melee. But you did a spell, which means you still could act. So you could use your staff to strike the spider in front of you if you want. Yes. So you hit the spider in front of you if you want. Because you did a spell, but your spells are...
I want to help Dan.
Okay, so you could ignore the spider and try to grab him and pull him in.
Well, I stuck on the spider.
Yeah.
Okay, so make a dex check at -2.
I'm going, Rosie. Just...
Okay.
Which die?
D20. Okay. All checks are D20.
Oh, yeah. 8.
Okay. So you reach out and grab him and are pulling him into the opening where you are. And then you need to make a dex check straight up to just to keep your footing because the ledge is all wet.
That's right.
No problem. All right. So she grabs you or you're dangling on the rope and pulls you into where the two of she and Rosie are standing. So you're in the doorway now. You still have a hold of the rope. And then you basically let go of the rope and slump down. The one spider that had not yet acted had come down the wall. And assuming he keeps his footing, he's going to try to attack Dan one more time. He does keep his footing. So he's attacking you as you're going through the door. And he will hit.
He bites my
one point of damage. You take 1 point of damage.
But if the poison's not going instantly, then is the poison going to strike him really bad later?
That's how most poisons work, yes.
Oh, great.
All right, and so you will saving throw versus poison.
Yay.
Yeah. You'll 2, 3, 4. Your save versus poison are 2, 3, 4.
I would rather just be fighting bad, garbage bag monster again right now.
She has that minor heal, right?
She does have it, yes. But she's already acted this round. All right, so we're going to a new round. Everybody can roll initiative. You are
initiative.
You are now on the solid ground.
Is it still
inside
raining?
The room. Yes.
It's still
but I need to get rid of my rain.
Just leave the ring.
All you have to do is mark next, just put a check mark next to it so you know you cast it.
Where is it?
Precipitation, it's on your level one list. Okay. Alright. So right now there is a spider on Dan. There is a spider on the ledge in front of Rosie. And then you're back a little bit because you just pulled Dan in. And there's one spider that's still outside on the wall.
And the one spider that fell out, spiders okay. Die.
And we're going to missile fire.
I could act in missile fire, but I'm not going to. There's a way I could act in missile fire, but I ain't going to.
I'll go back in the class. I think that one's.
Good.
Exactly 5 seconds. I got it.
Okay, so Rosie is just going to try to kick the one spider off the ledge. So she'll go melee. Alright, so we go to, there's no missile fire, so we're in melee 9, 8, oh, 7, yeah. 6.
Alright, oh, okay. She got there as well.
5, 4, 3.
Me.
Okay. So two of the spiders go in three. It's the one outside on the wall and the one on the floor by Rosie that go in three. The one on you doesn't go until one.
Then I will attempt to get the spider off me.
Okay.
How are the spiders piercing through my armor?
Well, they're not piercing through the armor. They're piercing through the joints of the armor.
So they're smart.
But in theory, they could pierce through the armor. They have
I get it off.
Mandibles. They crush exoskeletons, which are probably stronger than armor.
I get it off.
Not necessarily steel.
Try to get the spider off.
Okay. Yeah, see, this one is on your, like, shoulder blade and neck. And it bit you just between your collarbone and your neck. Okay. So you're just going to try to throw it off, basically. So you're going to let go of the rope. You'll sag down. You may or may not have footing, so you might fall. But in here, not outside. And then you throw the spider off. So what you want to do first? See if you're standing or see if you threw the spider off?
Spider,
Okay, roll a d20. Going for a high number.
Gives an at 20.
Okay, so yeah, so you right, you just basically swat it with your fist, and it flies off of you. So first of all, there's going to be a chance that it lands on somebody else. It does.
Oh.
Okay, so it's going to be even odd. Even is Selena, odd is Rosie. It is Selena. So he smacks the spider off of him, and it immediately flies and sticks to your chest.
Yeah, you can get it off. You are also in three.
Okay.
Is it off of me?
And actually, because you have the exact same initiative, you could strike the spider with your staff, like, as he's flinging it at you.
Yeah, you can do that.
And if you hit it, then it would not land on you.
Then it would go flying.
Yeah.
Roll the hook. That will be determined by the dice. It's a d20.
Three.
We roll a hit on a d20. Okay. So, yeah. So, basically what happens is he hits it, and it flies toward you, and you hit the spider with the staff. Roll a d6 for damage.
Kills it. Nice.
Two.
Okay. And this is the one that Rosie hit with darts, and so it is dead. So, you killed it. Basically, you strike it to the ground, and it lays there kind of in a crumpled pile.
Step on it, make sure it's dead.
There are still two more of them.
At least there ain't one of them.
Step on it later.
You have a minor heal. Who needs healing?
Would you rather die or experience some pain so that we don't die?
I don't care. Honestly. Okay, I mean, I don't want to die.
You may already be dead.
Wait, what?
You've already been poisoned twice. Three times, actually.
I might be poisoned. I might be dead.
You might be dying. You really, like, cut it, suck out the poison and stuff, and
I'm you haven't had time sure to do that. I'm pretty sure that makes it worse.
I can do healing on me.
The poison would kill you, but at this point, you're not going to have time to do it anyway. So let's see if I can find a staff.
I could do healing on me.
Yeah, but it's hard to do that while you're being attacked by spiders.
I'll just get behind them.
Rosie, that's an unarmed hit.
Rosie, get around there and let him suck the poison out of him.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm going to attack. I'm going to heal myself. Of course, I've got no more potion left because I used it.
That was an unarmed hit. That was you throwing the spider off. And then there's
Oh no.
That was pretty impressive. That was the staff hit, kind of loud. Okay, and that was all initiative three. So you threw the spider off, and she killed it. Then Rosie also goes in three. And so she is trying to get rid of the spider that's on the ledge in front of her. And she hit beautifully. And the spider careens off into space, leaving only the one spider that was on the wall outside.
I will perform healing on myself. What time does gaming end?
Now. Okay, the spider outside does not come through the doorway. Within a matter of a moment or two, the rain outside ends, and everything gets quiet.
And Dan,
you are attempting to do healing on your wounds. You may roll d20.
Well, don't heal it and leave the poison in.
Well, healing will allow him to assess how bad it is, if he's badly poisoned, that kind of thing.
Is he going to roll now, I guess?
Yeah, totally. You
don't want him to
be dead. 11. Okay. So upon assessing, you realize that all three spider bites are already badly infected, and you're fairly sure that the poison from the spiders has gotten into your bloodstream. If it is severe enough, you think it'll probably kill you in about 10 minutes.
I don't want to lose Dan.
So... And you need a way to deal with spider venom, and cutting it, sucking it out, it's not an option because it's already.
We're gonna drink the potion that turns me into dust.
Turns you into dust?
I have a potion that turns me into dust. Well, that doesn't turn me, but it like turns me into smoke. I used it at the retreat, but then I got it back.
Okay. Well, I mean, so it's possible that that would buy it for a while, but then when you turn back to your normal form, you would still eventually die from the poison. So it won't spread. You are correct in thinking that if you drink the poison, the poison will not spread in your bloodstream while you are smoked. However, once you turn back to be a human, the poison will still be in your bloodstream.
They all can perform healing.
This is bad. This is very bad.
Who has a spell something like
you? So because you did healing yourself, you can roll a d3 for hit points that you got back.
Is there anyone who could D6? Heal an urgently almost dead person from poison?
One hit
back. Oh, wow.
Well, and while you guys are talking and thinking, let's see, Rosie has healing as well. She's going to try to do better than you did.
She does.
And she did.
Oh, wow.
Well, she made her check anyway. And no, she only got one. You're the last chance. If you want to try to heal in better than one, you can.
You could use your natural healing and the spell.
I am going to...
Okay. Roll healing if you would like to.
Alright.
D20.
D20 first.
All checks are a D20. 99% of
the Well, you didn't say the road check. 16.
It's a healing check.
She got 16.
Well, you should have said the
wisdom is what? Or you should by now know how to make a healing check.
17.
So you made it. Roll a D3.
D2. This
divided by 2. Nope. D6 divided by 2. 1. So, no. So, all three of you tried healing, and all three of you were only allowed to do 1 point. So.
Oh, so I got it.
You got 1 point back.
That's great.
One total, not one
plus 1 point.
How
much did you get?
Okay. You assessed it the same way. So does Rosie. You both not, but you did it last. So you would say in 8 minutes, the poison will reach his heart, and he'll be dead. If it's strong enough.
Is there some kind of like magic healer in this place?
Wait, that help your X spell is
there? Healers here, and there are clerics here, and either.
Can either of them save him from poison?
in theory, a cleric should be able to save him from poison.
Can clerics I get a spell reach a cleric in the middle of the night?
Probably.
I got bit by a spider while I was sleeping.
Yeah, if you're going to tell that lie, you'd probably have to take a spider body with you. And you have to go back up the rope. It's going to be at least 2 minutes before you can get back to the rooms.
There's still that one spider up.
Let's just go nap.
I ain't going first.
I'll go first. Just go in the middle of me and Mosey. Let's go.
All right, up we go.
I'm going then. Then
you have a spell you should use first. See if that works. Magic fixes a lot of things.
it does not. No, it's not for that purpose.
Magic does fix a lot of things.
Okay. However, your detect poison would have allowed you to detect the spiders if they were poisonous and you saw them coming or whatever, but not that that would do much good. Okay.
I was thinking about it, but I never decided.
Okay.
Up we go.
Rosie says, get him up to the hallway as quickly as you can. I'll go on ahead and find somebody that can heal him. It's the only chance we have.
Okay.
I assess up the rope.
So she goes, she jumps out the door, and as she does so, you see that she gets translucent white wings on her back, and she flies up the way you came.
That's not fair.
That's what I was about to say.
And then you hear footsteps running.
Oh, that's her. I'm up the rope now.
Okay. Roll a dex check as you're climbing up the rope.
18.
Ooh, that's lousy. Okay. So your dex is not 18 for sure.
Okay, all right.
So basically you're going up and the wall is now wet from the rain, and you get about halfway up and your foot slips and you bang your knee on the wall. You take 1 point of damage. You're still holding on to the rope, but you did not make it back up in one round. So you might have. You'll need to make another check. Roll a d20.
Save us.
Oh, wow.
What?
One above.
Okay. So you start up, you get a few more feet, and then you slip and bang yourself again. You don't take damage this time, but you're still not out of bounds. It's been almost 2 minutes, and he's not reaching the top, and apparently the slipperiness of the wall is causing him a bit of a problem.
Your fault.
Would you rather have gotten 3 times bit by poison? Just climb up the stinking wall.
You did get 3 times bit by poison.
I already did. Okay. I'm going up the rope again.
All right, try again. Roll a d20.
Get a low number.
Natural 20. Okay, so roll again. If you fail, you fall. Okay, so you slip down the rope a few feet, but you manage to catch yourself. And then you're back climbing up the wall again. It has been almost 3 minutes.
I'll catch it.
Can I stop?
You cannot climb ropes. That is not your thing.
It's her foot. They're all slippery.
He is just below the edge. At this point, you realize that he is really struggling, partly probably because he's poisoned, partly because he's slipping on the water or whatever. You could go up the rope, basically past him, and help him up. It's risky, but...
Climb up.
I'm doing it.
He's not. It's been almost 3 minutes, and he's not making the top.
I'm doing it.
Okay, roll a dex check.
We see Rosie fly.
Dude,
you're running.
Okay. I can climb over.
She comes out onto the rope. And she comes up. Now, when you get at him, you're going to have to make another check because you have to go around him, basically, to get up onto the well surface. Roll again. This is you going around him. No problem. Okay, so she crawls around you on the rope, up
the top.
And then she turns around and reaches down toward you. Both of you roll a d20.
And don't fall.
It's like you're grabbing him, pulling him up.
18.
Hey, I did it. 9.
Okay. So you're between crawling up the rope and grabbing onto her, you manage to pull yourself up over the well lip. However, you take 1 point of damage in the process. Basically, it bruised your rib or something. Your abdomen right here, we're pressing on the edge of the well.
That's fine because I'm at 4 hit points, so.
You were. Matter. We leave the 15 and put it over under wounds. Instead of changing it all the time here, just leave this as your maximum and put -1 here. That way, that's a bigger box, so it'll last longer. Okay. All right. And so now it's been close to 4 minutes.
I'm running.
And you're back out in the hallway now. It's a short, like, 40 feet back to the secret door.
Oh, good.
Okay.
We need a cleric, like, now.
Okay. So you're running down the hallway back to your room. Mind you, you're wearing your new armor.
Oh, I have a spider.
No, you don't. You didn't say you did, so you don't. Okay. So
I should have grabbed one.
Probably should have, but you didn't think of it. All right. Nope. So you run. You see the secret door is left open.
Because Rosie probably did that.
Yep. And are you picking up the rope? Or leaving it?
I'm climbing in.
I'm leaving it. We don't have time for this.
Okay. All right. And so you chase after him. You go through the secret door into the room. You go out into the hallway. You don't immediately see her. And you're at probably 5 minutes. Okay. And you know the general direction to go, like, to go toward the healers. You know where the temple is. So you could pick one of those and head that way.
Turn to the healer.
Heading toward the healer. Okay. So you turn right and start heading down the hallway. Let's see if we have some dramatic music here.
Be funny, that's very dramatic music.
Okay. And so what we see is Dan runs down the hallway and you're running after him, obviously. There is a guard at the far end of the hallway who steps out and looks at the two of you running toward him. And you hear, like, your feet are pounding in your ears. Your heart is, like, heart rate's got to be 150 as you're charging down the hallway. And then all of a sudden everything goes black. And he's running and you see, like, his feet just sort of flop in a funny way, like he's not running anymore, and he slams face first on the ground and slides to a halt. And the guard starts towards you, and you rush up next to him, and what?
He's poisoned.
He's been poisoned by something. Poisoned. I don't know.
I'm dead.
So you're telling the guard that he's poisoned? Okay. So the guard flips him over and is looking at him, and you can see, like, from where he got bit on his neck on the side, you see black lines that go up all up over in his eye and his forehead and the side of his nose. And you can see them start to go down under his shirt, but you can't see that far down, obviously.
I just lost him. I don't like it.
Okay. And you have healing, so you can check him and see if he's still alive.
Okay.
Roll a d20.
6.
Okay. He has a pulse, but it's very faint. You're pretty sure he is currently dying. Okay? So the poison took effect, and you've taken 15 points of damage so far.
We need a cleric now. Can a cleric heal him if he dies?
So what does that put you at?
So I took 6, and I was at 31.
Okay. And you take another 15, so it puts you at 10. And then you take another 15, which puts you at negative 5.
So I can go there negative.
But that's 11. The first two bites, so he's got one more bite left to deal with. So if he takes another 15, that will put him at negative 20.
I'm dead.
And he's got less than a minute, potentially. Okay? And we'll leave Dan laying on the floor for next time.
No!
Come on, please.
She looks up and she goes,
"Please help Dan!"
And that ends the episode.
Can't. Is Rosie going to get the cleric?
She went to go get him.
Teleports next to us.
He's gonna die.